An attack in Germany, paying for presidential pardons, and the COVID vaccine approved in the UK. This is your TLDR News daily briefing for Wednesday, 2nd of December. In the first story of the daily briefing today, we talk about the sad news of an attack in Trier, Germany. As we've said when reporting on news of tragic events in the past, we understand that the daily briefing can sometimes be light-hearted, and we've questioned whether we should include such stories. But again, as we've said before, we feel it's only right for us to report this story. Deliberately avoiding it seems wrong. Last night in Germany, it was reported that a drunk driver had driven his car through a crowd of people. Tragically, it was reported that 5 people lost their lives, sadly including that of a baby. While it's currently unclear whether the driver had a motive, it has been revealed that he had a history of mental illness and was, at the time, homeless. He was living in his car. The police currently suggest that there was no political or religious motive to the attack. The victims of the attack have not yet been named, but they're reported to have been 3 women, aged 73, 52 and 25, a 45-year-old man and a 9-month-year-old baby. The perpetrator's car was rammed into by the police in order to stop its continued use in the attack. The perpetrator himself refused arrest, but was overpowered. He's now in police custody, although is refusing to answer questions. Our thoughts are with the victims and the family and friends of the victims of the attack. In the second story today, we talk about the President of the US, Donald Trump. Specifically, we discuss the power that he has to pardon people, either for crimes they've been convicted of, or of crimes they're yet to be convicted of. While this power is given to all presidents, and is a power that's been used many times before, this has become quite a controversial power with the current president. That's because it's been reported that he's looked into the possibility of pardoning himself and his adult children. While it's not been confirmed if he is legitimately looking into this, the mere reporting that he could be has startled some. In addition to this, it's today been reported that the US Justice Department has opened an investigation into a secret lobbying group which could include White House officials. The claim is that this scheme tried to bribe officials in order to obtain presidential pardons. While very little is known about the exact nature of the investigation, including the names of those being investigated, the president has already hit back. He put out a very straight and to the point, and frankly very Trumpian tweet. Pardon investigation is fake news. In the last story today, we move to the UK, where we discuss the news that the Pfizer vaccine has been approved by regulators for us here in the UK. Although it was developed in the US, the UK regulator approved it before the US regulators. And this is likely down to the difference in procedures and processes that regulate UK and US usage, and is not a reflection that the UK's regulatory approval process is less rigorous than the US's. It's been reported that the vaccine will begin its rollout next week, and this will start with the most vulnerable people in the UK. In total, the UK's ordered 40 million doses of this vaccine, which is enough to immunise 20 million people. While this isn't enough for us to immunise all of the UK, Britain does have stocks ready of other vaccines, which are also still waiting approval from regulators, so those pre-ordered vaccines could also be used. Once these have been approved, the UK will have more than enough doses to vaccinate the entire population. And we'll have to wait and see how long it is until the Oxford and Moderna vaccines are also approved. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.